I've kind of found myself at the centre of the global movements here because I just kind of have people from all different areas of activism on the show all over the place, and everybody's asking me to help them with this and help them with that, and just overworked. So at the end of the day, I figured out that what I should do is just leave my Facebook profile page open for anybody to post on. So if anybody ever wants access to all of my Facebook followers and everything like that, go to my profile, post it right there, and it'll have the same coverage as if I posted it myself.
Beautiful, mate. All right, well, certainly do that.
Yeah, well, I think it's about you have to provide others tools, right? And unfortunately, what occurs to me is that tools cost, you know, in a lot of cases, you know. I know of so many activists who would make incredible filmmakers or amazing journalists and radio show hosts, but they don't even have so much as a dictaphone.
Yep, exactly. We're all seriously underfunded. We're just normal people. It's not really in our budgetary requirements to be printing materials and, you know, producing films and things like that. So we rely heavily on the network and the community of people around us. We've been really fortunate in Melbourne. We've got a great guy, Moshin, who comes and does all our film work for us, and he's great. He edits our protest videos, that sort of thing. So, you know, we get godsends like that every now and then, and they're very much appreciated and a blessing to what we do. Having said that, you know, I've lost count of the dollars that I've already invested personally. I know others have invested serious amounts of money in terms of raising awareness, and that's just part of the price you pay for getting the message out and getting the word out to the people. So I'm quite happy to do that. You know, I've got, you know, I'm a father. I've got three kids, and I'm concerned about their future on the face of this planet if this thing keeps going. And you know, I want them and my grandchildren to have a, you know, happy, peaceful world to live in and grow up in and move on into the future with. So it's a small price to pay right now, and it's certainly an important one. I think people need to continue looking at investing from their own back pocket. We're right in the middle right now of trying to get some fundraising going for geoengineering conferences this year. You know, to date, sort of fundraising's been a little bit of a dirty word. I guess people think, oh, you know, they're another one. They're just in it for the money kind of thing. Nah, every cent gets spent, you know. There's no profit in this. We're not in it for making money. We're in it to raise awareness and wake people up, you know. So
yeah. My profit would be not getting frickin' exterminated. That's what it comes down to. Okay, so I actually want to give a plug for myself right here off the back of that. I need $2,150 from the listeners by January 18th. $2,150 New Zealand dollars by January 18th. Because I am moving into a new house away from a nosy landlady and annoying screaming kids that are running down and everything outside and interrupting my bloody radio broadcasts. And of course they only run around screaming during my radio broadcasts, even though I've told them.
Mm-hmm.
We will have a spare bedroom. And I have been contacted by a number of activists who want to come and see me. But because they're activists, they're broke as frack, I will have a bedroom for them. I will have facilities ready for them so that when they touch down in New Zealand, they will have a bed for the night and we can then sit down together and perform a radio broadcast and film it at the same time. This is the service that I will be providing and have been to a slightly lesser capacity, have been providing to the global activism community. I simply want to take it a step further and make it a little bit more intense, because I think there is room for expansion, there is room for progress, and in order to do that, I need a spare room. And I think what's happening here, and you were talking about how we can't do it for the money, you know, it's absolutely right. Like my last paycheck for a month before becoming an activist was $4,000 cash and $11,900 worth of Westfield mall shopping vouchers. So I could have conceivably still been making 15 grand-ish a month had I not become an activist. If anybody ever accuses me of doing this for the money, it makes me want to ball up my fists and take a few of their teeth out, because it is a lie, an obscenity. It is an insult to me, to my very soul, because I have dedicated my life to helping other people who need their voices heard. I mean, do you have a radio show? Do you have a YouTube channel? Are you publishing material all day, every day, and helping other people? No, you've got your own game to do. You know, you've got a specialization. My specialization is to do that for all the people that already have their own specializations. You know what I'm saying? I'm a
Sure.
I mean, if this were the military, and if, let's face facts here, we're in a war. Okay.
We are.
I am the propaganda arm of the resistance, and it is my job to get the truth out and help people broadcast it. That is my responsibility. That is my job. However, I cannot do this by myself. I need funding from the listeners, and in order to do so. And every single time that I have asked for something from the listeners in order to accomplish what I want to do, they have always responded generously and allowed me to do this. And I'm intensely grateful for the opportunity. Whilst I understand how important my role is and how much of a responsibility I have actually taken on so that this world doesn't get taken over by criminal scumbaggery, basically. Yes. So, yes, please, ladies and gentlemen, go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com and donate very, very generously indeed. I will not, under any circumstances, quit this job. Okay, I can't. I mean, what am I going to do? Go get a slave job? Some people can tolerate that and do a bit of activism on the weekends. I cannot. For me, this is full time. This is my life. This is my work, and I have no other option.
I'd like to be full time, Vinny, and that's a goal, I guess, into the future, is to get free enough to be able to, you know, do this thing 24/7, and you know, it's a community service. You know, it is really a community service what we're doing, and we certainly appreciate everything you do, Vinny. I've been a long time listener for the show now, and you know, you put some great stuff out, and plenty of inspiring information, you know, come through you. So, listeners out there, you know, please support the Vinny Eastwood Show, definitely, 100%.